there are still 30 outstanding issues which have not yet been resolved, but we have covered quite a little bit of these 30 outstanding issues. And these are mainly to deal with executive powers, the issue of devolution, the issue of whether we shall have a national prosecuting authority, whether we shall have a commission. And basically, ZANU-PF is saying any new constitution must not compromise the ideals and values of the liberation struggle.
Are we going to see this constitution being discarded off?
No, we are going to have a new constitution if the political players discard myopic short-term interests and look at the future of the country. We need proper political will. The issues on the table are not difficult, but I see a lot of political gamemaking which does not even help our country. People do not want to address real issues. You can't have a constitution, for example, which directs a president to appoint certain ministers. I've never seen such a constitution in the world. We will not accept that kind of a constitution which is nowhere in the world.
We understand that you appended your signature representing your party in the constitution-making process. Were you not agreeing?
My signature cannot subvert the wishes of the people. We took our agreed draft to the Second Stakeholder Conference and the people spoke against certain areas where we had actually agreed. So once the people have expressed their view in the Second Stakeholder Conference, their views are supreme to whatever we had thought as individuals. We were not writing a constitution for ourselves as 9 or 10 people. We were thinking that we are able to interpret the wishes of the people. We called them the Second Stakeholder Conference. They told us their views. And we must have a constitution which expresses the views of the people as enunciated at the Second Stakeholder Conference.